Hello, everyone, and welcome to French Bulldog Academy. My name is Misha, and I'm your podcast host. Today, we're going to be talking about French Bulldog maintenance. So I have two Frenchies. I have a male and a female. And honestly, they're pretty easy to maintain. I give them a bath. I want to say, honestly, every few months. My dogs are indoor dogs. They don't come outside too often. They frequently go into my backyard, but they're not rolling around in dirt or anything like that, so they stay pretty clean. During the summer months, I might go in the backyard and they have a kiddie pool, and so I'll fill it up with water and I'll give them a bath out there during the summer, probably like every month. And usually it's just to cool them off if we're outside, you know, like in the evening time and they want to hang out in the water. During the rest of the year, I probably give them a bath maybe every 3 to 4 months, if that. Yeah, not too often, honestly. And I use the shampoos that I use are different ones usually. I usually get one that's good for like sensitive skin, and that's about it. I just wash them up, dry them off, and they're good to go. As far as their nails go, I personally do not cut my dog's nails myself. There are a lot of people that do. I wish I could. I suggest if you have a puppy that you cut the nails frequently and you make it a joyful experience for them. That way they will allow you to continue to cut them as they get older. I didn't do that, so I have to take mine to the groomer because I've tried a few times. I went and got a Dremel, which is like a grinder, and I turned it on and I thought, hey, I'm gonna sit here and cut my dog's nails, and they were like, the hell if you are. So I don't try that anymore. I take them in. So I'm in Las Vegas. When I take them in to the groomer, I generally pay, depending on where I go, anywhere from $10 to $15. If I'm getting them just trimmed with the nail clippers, it's about 10 bucks. If I'm going to get them if they're going to grind them with the grinder, which is the Dremel, they charge usually a little bit more for that. So it just depends, like I said, where you're going. And me, when I take mine in to get them cut, I stand right there and watch just because I'm like this crazy Frenchie mom and I don't want anyone taking my dogs anywhere I can't see them. So I had a really bad experience at a groomer's with one of my dogs. I don't really want to talk about that right now just because I don't want to, it's a large company and I don't want to talk about that. Anywho, I like to keep my dogs in my sight at all times when they're getting their nails cut. Okay, let's see what else. Their ears. It's a good thing to keep your dog's ears clean. Generally, if you can do it every 2 to 3 weeks, that's perfect. You can get a solution from your vet's office or from your local pet store. And then you just, dab some of that solution into their ear on a cotton swab, clean it out. You can watch a YouTube video or ask your vet how to do that correctly. Let's see. Their faces. I wipe my dog's faces daily. Most of the time I do it 2 to 3 times a day. I just get like a damp cloth. And I will wipe in between their folds on their face. And I never get the cloth wet because if you do that and you don't dry it, dry in between the folds, they can get a yucky bacterial growth. So make sure that, when you wipe it, that it's thoroughly dried on the inside. So if you do use a wet cloth, make sure you go over it with something dry and make sure that it's dry. You guys get the point, I'm sure. And their nose, I wipe their nose off with a damp cloth as well. And then I moisten it with some nose butter. And I do that every single day. Otherwise, their noses will get like cracky and yucky looking. So try not to let that happen. It's happened to me a few times, like if I'm out of town and I'm unable to wipe their noses. When I come back, it's gross and it's like, what? So I try not to let that happen, like I said. As far as their teeth, it's advised that they get a annual teeth cleaning, or at least get their teeth checked by a vet. You can also buy some chews, or you can even buy a toothbrush for dogs at pet stores, and you can brush them like every day or every few days. Or, like I said, you can get the chews, and the chews will do it for you. I get the chews for my dogs, and I give them one probably every single day. If not every day, every other day. As far as shedding, they're not huge shedders, but they do shed. My boy Jiggy, he blows his coat once a year really, really bad, and I believe it's around May or June. And when I say bad. It's like, what the heck? So I make sure I have my vacuum nearby at all times during that time, because I'm constantly vacuuming up his hair. And that's just something that happens. It's common to happen. Some can do it up to even twice a year. The anal glands. So if you ever see your dog scooting on his butt or trying to lick his butt, he could possibly need to have his anal glands expressed. And some people do that themselves. I don't like to do that, so I take mine in to get that done too. I have one that needs it done about every 2 months, and then my other one doesn't need it done just about ever. So different dogs are definitely different. And what else were we going to talk about? I guess that's it with maintenance. They're pretty easy to maintain, French bulldogs. One of the perks of having them. Well, one of the many perks. So I don't know how many of you guys are on Facebook, but be sure to join my Facebook group, which is called Frenchie Academy. I'm the creator of that group. It's a platform for everyone to share photos, ask questions, give advice. It's just an it's an all around fun group. I try to keep it a no bash zone. I created that group, I believe it's been over 2 years now. And it's a pretty cool place to be, so make sure you join us there. And I also am the creator of Fabby Dog. That's Fabbie Dog, Dog. And you can find me on Instagram at Fabby Dog. So let me explain to you a little bit about Fabby Dog. So Fabby Dog is a step outside the fur fashion box with limited and original spoiled rotten styles for your furry fashionista. So be sure to check that out as well. And thank you all for tuning in to this podcast. Make sure you subscribe, share this, and I will be back soon with another one. You all have a great day, and thank you for joining me today at the French Bulldog Academy. Bye now.
And now, what you guys have all been waiting for.
Let's get it poppin'. Bring it
back. Yo, what up, world? You are now tuned in to
French Bulldog Academy.
Turn it up!
With Misha, the CEO that brought you
Frenchie Academy.
Keeping your dog fly with the
Fabby Dog.
And if you want to keep up with what's hot, head over to the link in the description. Don't forget to show love and reach out on IG
at Fabby Dog.
Lights, camera, action. Just get started, man.